Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
It's a beautiful Friday morning.
It is a beautiful Friday morning and the sun is shining. And for those of us who are used to us whining about not having enough rain, now we're ready to start whining about never having any sunshine. So, yes, it's a beautiful, sunny Friday morning.
And our assignment from yesterday, kindness can become its own motive. We are made kind by being kind. Or as we often say, the process is the outcome. If we want to be kind, we practice kindness. If we want to receive kindness, we practice kindness. Today, practice deepening the experience that what we practice is what we have. Practice being here. When we're here, there is only kindness, only love, joy, peace.
Oh. Just hearing it is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, just hearing it is wonderful. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
I just did the, it was funny. I've called so many times on this show, and this is the first time I'm on, and but I had a sense I was going to get on, so I'm just sitting really still right now, and I'm
breathing.
So I'm breathing. Yes. Oh, my God. There's
well, what
so
have you
much.
Been seeing?
Oh, my goodness. I've been seeing so much. And yesterday was so, it feels like every day is so perfect for the day. Yesterday I had some work issues arise that made me so frustrated. And I remember Ashwini saying, I don't know if it was last week or recently, you know, that koan of how divine is this? So, and
about what, Tracy?
And she had a koan of how divine is this?
Ah, yes. So
yesterday when I was getting frustrated with some stuff that was happening at work, I kind of thought of that koan. I thought, oh, how divine is this? And then it opened that space of, oh, how, you know, I can just be really kind here. And it became fun to play with because there was a number of things that came up yesterday. And this place of, and then it was like tied into the absolute truth, you know, kind of today of, you know, I have no idea where anything is going, like no idea at all. But, you know, the little step that I can take, you know, that one, you know, immediate reaction is frustration, you know, bringing awareness to that, you know, thinking of the koan, choosing kindness. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know anything, but it just makes the moments really just, it's just such a great place to live from.
Yes. And it doesn't need to go anywhere, does it? Because in that moment, you're having the experience you want to have.
Yeah.
You're attending to divinity. You're experiencing kindness. You've dropped all of the you know, it should be different than it is. So you're right here. Does it need to go anywhere? No. We have a quick habit to think in those terms, right? Okay, well now, whew, dropped all of that, so things are going to get better.
Yes.
Maybe not. Maybe the next moment will just be another moment to drop the expectations and look for divinity and experience kindness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and if I can also talk about an edge that I'm having, so choosing all of that, what I'm trying to say is, tying it into, again, what I heard, you know, a week or so ago about this, conditioning has a tightening, just automatic response.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens often for me around, life is full. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of commitments. There's a lot of, things that I want my attention to go to. And then life arises. Like I just right now, I'm late getting to my office because I just ran into some people and dropped into being present with them. And now I'm getting late. And the body has this tendency to start contracting and scanning to make sure everything's okay. And then there's quote unquote conditioning mind confusion about how I attend to what I had decided yesterday to attend to, and when do I drop into the moment? So that place of meeting commitments and meeting where, that big picture attention going and being present with what just happens.
Yes. Yes. And to me, the place that where all of that comes together, and we can bring it right back to being present and in kindness, right? Choosing kindness. If we just consider that conditioned mind is always in no and looking for what's wrong. So it's a lens of something's wrong. That's just what it is. So it's like if you pick up a pair of glasses and they're the lenses are show you everything wrong, then that's what that's like. So you meet with your friends and you're enjoying being with them, I'm guessing, and experiencing presence and kindness and connection and that sort of thing. And then as soon as that's over, conditioned mind looks for, okay, so what's wrong? So what did you just do that was wrong? What's wrong going forward? Because it's always in the past or the future, right? That's where ego has its imaginary existence. So immediately, so what's wrong? Which is the magic then of turning to how divine is this, right?
Yeah.
So there you are in a space between. Right, because you just left these folks. You're not to your office. You're right where you are. Can you be right where you are and receive all of that?
Yes.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen in the next moment. But you can, as you were looking at just a minute ago, you can be right in this moment, being with divinity, enjoying the kindness and the connection with folks, and I bet it's a beautiful day where you are too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's great because so when that happened this morning, like I just ran into these people and there was, the assignment this morning of absolute truth, there was that check-in of, do I really have to? You know, I said I'd get to that email, but do I really have to? Well, no, I don't know that that's an absolute truth. Oh, good, let's just be here. Just that place of commitment. So I'm driving from where I was to my office, and it dropped in, I made a commitment to call into the show this morning, so I pulled my car over. I'm just sitting on the side of the road, looking at beautiful spring trees because I did make that commitment. And so I guess I'm getting to see too that I guess I can trust that the commitments that are important are going to be there. They're going to drop in.
Yes. And even though we've made a commitment, it doesn't mean we have control. So
thank you for saying that.
Yeah, so I make a heartfelt commitment to whatever it is, and if the moment has a different idea, not that life or the moment has ideas, I'm not saying that, but if that's not what's happening, then what conditioned mind is going to do is try to make that wrong. Well, you made a commitment, and you didn't keep it. Yeah, well, I'm not in control. My job is to make commitments, to be in integrity, which means I'm taking responsibility and doing the best that I can in each moment. That is not the same as being in control.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. It
uncovered a layer of karma that I haven't been looking at, and it just reminds us this flash that when I got that stick in my leg and was caught underwater, I was at the hospital afterwards, and all I could think about was how it was Father's Day, and I needed to get to a phone to call my dad. Like, that was more important than, like, dealing with this wound that I had. And so I just see how karmically I'm so programmed to want to make sure that everything's taken care of, that place of control. So I'm really seeing it clearly after you said that. That was perfect.
Yeah. Yes. So we're always finding that edge, right? That balance of here I am, life. I'm available. Make me an instrument of peace. Do with me as you will. Yeah. So our commitment is to show up and be open to what guidance there is for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Thanks, Ashwini. I love that koan.
Ashwini, did we lose you? Oh my gosh. This is Ashwini.
Yes.
Am I gone? Oh, there you are.
Oh, good. Can you hear me, Sherry?
I thought we lost you, and I was gonna struggle having that be a how divine is this moment.
Oh, well, that you wouldn't have to go very far. Well, I was just going to say how clearly that got articulated with Tracy in terms of our commitment is always to presence.
Yes. Yes. Not to what's going to happen in the present.
That's right.
That is such a powerful distinction.
Yes. Our commitment is always to presence because what conditioning does if we are focused on the commitment is to move us from content to process, because the commitment is a structure to assist us towards integrity and towards presence. But when it becomes the end in itself,
then
it's an instrument of suffering.
Yes, yeah. Then it's turned. Then conditioning is taken control of it again. Yeah. So it is a really fine line, always. But that's very helpful. That's clarifying. My commitment is to presence, not to what's going to happen when I'm present. That's really not up to me.
Yes, and mm-hmm. it's the Ram Dass place. Just because it's the appointment on your calendar doesn't mean you're going to be there for it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Yeah, I have those plane reservations. Doesn't mean I'm going to be on the plane.
Yes. Yeah. And integrity is not being in control. That's another distinction I heard you make, which is such an important one.
Yeah.
Because integrity is a quality, but it gets translated into, if I am a person of integrity, then I have control over what I will do.
Yeah. Oh, it's slippery, isn't it?
Very slippery. Very, very slippery. Mm-hmm. Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Wow. Seems there's something going on in the universe of communication, but let me try again.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Well, clearly not. Okay, let me try someone else. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Eleanor in Athens, Georgia.
Hello, Eleanor. Woo!
Hey, it's beautiful. Here's the background noise, okay, from your end?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. My background noise is on my own phone, and I can't seem to do anything about that. So, yeah, it's working
great.
For me.
Well, my background noise, mine is the river behind me, so I'm happy with mine. I treated myself with coming here for the call today, and I got on. So.
Oh, lovely. All right.
I was really watching my mind try to wrap around what I've been practicing with and what's going on the call. So anyway, to drop that, I think is that I just could see that the process of that. So what I've been seeing is how. Presence, coming to presence is always kindness. And I feel it as a gift, really, to me. And acceptance kind of kindness, that whatever's been going on and it's the content. Well, so last night I was lost in the content. I didn't know I was. And someone asked me if I would do something today, and this huge outburst came out of my mouth. And it was, no, of course I can't do that. No way. And it was just so shocking that I immediately went, whoa, where am I? What's going on? And for about a few minutes, I went into the story. And then it dropped in. It was just so wonderful that I don't have to do that story. That's life. It happens, and I can choose because, I felt it in my body first. It was heavy. I noticed I was heavy and foggy. And then I said, I don't know where it came from, but maybe practicing kindness all day helped. But it came in. It said, you don't have to figure this out. This is, you can drop it, remember? And I did. And it was just so wonderful. I'm starting to see that I can do that. I guess that's it.
Yes.
It's starting to happen.
Well, and don't you just love it that there was that message, that intuition, the way you talk about almost as if you heard it. Remember, you can drop that.
I did hear the word. You can drop that, and after just that one, I guess that's the content to process. It's like, oh, this is one of those places, and I'm seeing it, that folded into life image works for me. So it's like, oh, this is life. You know, this isn't where you're bad and you're wrong and you messed up. This is life, and you can come back now and not be in that place where you're separate and not in life. Does that connection work? Uh-oh. And I can't hear anything.
Sorry about that, folks.
Jerry,
hello?
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Here.
Gosh. Technology is just, is Mercury retrograde or something? What in the world? Anyway, I'm sorry about that, Eleanor. I left when you were saying yes. I heard the voice say that.
Right, and I'm starting to be able. It did, and it's gratitude now. It's like, wow, and that pushes me into a place of that this is life that I'm practicing. And yes, I do go away and all these weird things, conditioning wants to keep me there and figure it out, but I can, it is folded into life. That was the image you used that I really works for me, that that's part of life. And
the other thing though that I like about it with the this is practice is that it, the behavior that conditioning had you in, you you've practiced enough that it caught your attention. Right? So it,
yeah.
When you, uh-huh. yeah, when conditioning did its thing, you went, whoa, wait a minute, that's not me.
Yeah, it did. It stood out. It was a start.
Uh huh.
It was very nuts. Yeah, exactly. And then it took. Huh? It was pretty quick, but it took just a few minutes there for me to switch over and say, to totally see that, for it to drop in that. I don't have to feel like this. I don't have to do this.
Yes. And to me, the really powerful part of that whole thing is how clear it becomes that is conditioning. That is a habit. It's a program. It's not me. Even though it can take over, it comes in and I don't see it and it takes me over, it's not me. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Right. And then it was even clear the stories that it wanted me to start getting caught in, you know, about this and that. And it was like, no, you know, that's not me. Either.
That's not my life.
No.
That's not who
that's
I
not
am.
My life. No. Uh-huh. Don't try to get me there. So, big gratitude on that one.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it more and more. You know, the habit used to be for so long was to get identified whenever conditioning caught me that way, that I did something wrong, and I'd even come to awareness, and then conditioning some awareness somewhat, and then I get beat up for that other layer. Oh, no, you're not practicing right. You're here. But no, you know, that's a real key place right there for me to see it and not let be identified with conditioning telling me what's wrong with it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But now,
I mean, that seems really big, but it gets me.
Oh, that's huge. It's huge.
Right.
Right. Because now everything conditioning tries to do to you as a result of what it's doing just makes it clearer that, no, actually, no. Nope, not that either. Nope. And the thing that you started out with that I just love is that moving to presence is an act of kindness. It's an experience of kindness. Whatever else may or may not happen, that movement itself is everything we've been looking for.
It is, and I experience that as softness and relaxing and letting go of tension and all those kind of kind things.
Mm-hmm. And it all happens here. And that other stuff, we can feel the tension and the angst and the punishment and the guilt and the shaming and all of that happens in that imaginary world that we don't need to inhabit. Sometimes we do, but we can realize we don't need to do that. You say,
you're right.
I'm coming back to kindness. Yeah.
That's good.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, daily practice is good. Thank you so much to everybody.
All right. Enjoy that river.
I will. Thanks. And you the sunshine.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Eleanor. Sherry, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, good.
Gratefully.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was just going back to last night's group at the monastery, where I think you pointed out that's what we practice for, that every karmic encounter is the opportunity to see it is not me. It's such the ultimate disidentification, right? Not only that it's not who I am, it's the re-identification with what we are, which is the awareness.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly so. And then we can see each one of those situations or incidents that before are designed to create suffering, right? Just as Eleanor was saying, you know, you something like that takes over, and then it's meant to be you and your fault and what you've done wrong. But when we step back in that way and realize, no, this is something that happens to me. It's not who I am. Then each time that happens, we get clearer about authenticity and more and more eager to face whatever situations give us that opportunity to be there and hear the voice that says, you don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. And once again, choose the kindness and the presence and realize, yes, this is home. This is what's true and real.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's our next caller. You are now live on
Thank
the air.
You.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christina in Southern California.
Well, hello, Christina.
Hi. It's so great to be on. I'll be quick. I've been practicing all year, actually, with keeping a schedule is kind. And it played really beautifully into yesterday's assignment. And, you know, what I'm seeing around it, in particular with a really large piece of content for me that I've been struggling with for many, many years, it's coming to a place of it's not a problem anymore. I don't know how else to describe it other than that. And yesterday in particular, what I noticed about it, because I set, essentially it's my job, and it's a job where I set my own hours, and I've been doing it for many, many years, and I struggled with being consistent with my hours. And I've been really consistent with them. And what I got to see yesterday was how in fact I've moved into a space with my work where I'm so present that even though I'm dealing with what is pretty heavy content, you know, hour after hour, I feel so light, and I feel so, I even have like huge moments of joy. And so I can see how getting to that, that place of, you know, what it really means that a schedule is kind, has everything to do with what you were talking about earlier, which is, it's not that I'm in control of the hours or the actual content of the work or anything like that. It's that I'm creating space so I can show up for something that is important to me and important to other people, you know, people for whom I'm working. And I can just be present to whatever is happening. And that's freedom.
Yes. It's such an experience of it's not what, it's how.
Yes. Right?
Without the story, without ego, you know, bringing in its little, what's wrong with this set of spectacles, there you are doing something that is important to you, and without that interference, you can just be there doing that, feeling good about what you're doing and feeling good about yourself doing it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And feeling as though I'm a part of something just so much bigger than me. You know,
yeah.
And it's not content. You know, I mean, yes, to some extent it is, but it's bigger than that. It's okay, I'm not in control. I'm not even necessarily, I'm not responsible, even though supposedly my job defines me as responsible. I'm not, actually. And when I'm done,
right.
I do a lot of writing. And when I'm done, I look at it and I'm like, wow, I just wrote that. Okay. Okay, great. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know, I'm not making a lot of sense, but it's just so funny.
Well, no, you are. You are. You absolutely are. Because there's that feeling of just having been present. You know, I know this one. your part is put your fingers on the keyboard, okay? And then,
right.
then you really are an instrument. You're a channel, and you are used to accomplish this part of a much larger picture, one that we will never even have much of a sense of. And it's that process that, to me, makes life worth living. It's where the joy is, the juice, that favorite quote of mine that I can never quote about, you know, being used up completely before you're thrown on the scrap heap, because you've been participating in something that is important to you and you feel good about, and you feel good about the contribution that you can make. Grateful to be able to make that contribution, to be able to participate in that way. And it doesn't, what it is doesn't matter. You know, it's not just the time you're sitting there doing that work. It's the whole process.
Yes. Yes, yes. And the last thing I'll say about that, Sherry, is that it's so much easier. Not just because I'm not emotionally, you know, struggling, which was a big piece of it for a long time, but also when I'm in the zone, I guess they can call it, the presence, it's like the answers just arrive. I'll go to look something up, and it's just right there. Oh, okay,
yes.
Great, that's exactly what I was looking for. But before, it would take me hours to find it. You know, like I'd be searching and searching and searching.
Yes.
So,
Right.
Thank you.
Yes. And that's one of those places where we can get confused, because ego will start giving us credit for that. Oh, you're doing so well. This is so... Just flip to the other side of the duality, right? But what we really get a chance to see in that is how much egocentric conditioning, karma, self-hate, whatever that whole thing is, how much bandwidth that takes, how much airtime, how much of our lives it is robbing us of. Because when we're here, we have that experience of how easy it is, because all the attention is here on awareness.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for introducing this to my life.
It is just kind of the best, isn't it? No matter how bad any given day is, what we can all know is we have received a gift that is bigger than anything we could ever ask for ourselves, in having found a practice that is leading us the way it is toward liberation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shalina.
It's quite revolutionary, right, Sherry, if we look at how present I am, not what I do or get done.
Yes.
Like that contribution in any place is how much I'm there.
Yes. 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 And it is also true that the more here we are, the more useful we can be. But that's not the point.
Yes, I think that insight is going to revolutionize my life.
Well, good.
So thank you.
Good.
Christine.
How divine is that?
And we're at our time, Sherry, so let me just read our assignment for today. And here it is.
All truths
are easy to understand once they're discovered. The point is to discover them. Truth is an interesting notion, isn't it? We seem to lack evidence that there is any such thing as a truth that is true everywhere all the time. And yet, in any given moment, we might have an insight that shows us what is true for us right now. Set a timer 3 times today. When it goes off, stop, drop the conversation, and discover the truth of insight in the now. What does it feel like to be here, free of conditioned absolutes?
Ooh. All right. I'm going to go set my timer.
All right. Take care, Sherry. Happy weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back on Monday.
All right. Yes. Yes. Happy weekend. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Thank you.